Good afternoon, and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host once again on this Friday afternoon. Glad to have you along. And remember, if you ever miss an episode of Stage Talk, you can go to alaskapublic.org and download old episodes or subscribe to our podcast and get all the episodes. Well, today my guests are from Anchorage Community Theater. They're opening the play Young Jane Eyre by Marisha Chamberlain tonight, and it runs through February the 11th. My guests to talk about it are the director, Krista Schwarting. She's been here several times before. Welcome back to the show, Krista.
Thank you, Steve.
We also have the actress who is playing the part of Jane Eyre. That's Hannah Hickenlooper. Welcome to the show, Hannah.
Thanks. It's nice to be here.
Young Jane Eyre, this is a kind of a new take and away on the story by Charlotte Bronte, many people know about. Tell us a little bit why how this play differs from other versions of the play, Krista.
Sure. So Young Jane Eyre comprises the first nine chapters of the novel, which is the time from when Jane, who is an orphan, is essentially kicked out of her aunt's house and sent to Lowood, which is a school for orphans, and goes to live under some pretty horrifying conditions, but it's how she develops into the person that she eventually becomes later in the novel. So it's from the time she's kicked out of the house to the time she leaves the school and goes off into the world.
You know, it sounds like this could be part of a whole series of plays that maybe someone is going to do. I'm not putting any pressure on ACT. But we talked before, and the audience will get a full story with this. It's not as if they have to know the entire story of Jane Eyre to get this play, correct?
You don't need to know anything about the novel to come in. What you need to be able to do is be swept up in the story of this young woman from very adverse circumstances who goes off to school, is under even more adverse circumstances, but who perseveres and then goes off in the world to do interesting things and make smart choices.
So let's get to the character. Let's get to the actor playing the character. Hannah, you're playing the part of Jane Eyre. Tell us a little bit about your character. Tell us a bit about Jane.
She's a spitfire. She has so much personality. And coming from someone who is very shy and isn't too outgoing, it was really difficult to try to embody who Jane Eyre is. But I did a lot of background research. I read the book several times since getting the part, and it's just, she's fascinating. She has so much energy, and she just wants to make everything right in the world.
You know, actors often talk about what's the hardest part to play, which is a part similar to yourself because you have no place to go. You just mentioned she's very different from you, so maybe you have that distance to just jump into her part. Is that what you're doing?
Absolutely, yeah.
You must be having a lot of fun with this then.
I really am. I'm really grateful for the opportunity to be able to throw myself into something I've never done before.
And we were talking before the show, and your background has been primarily in technical theater rather than performance until now. So you've seen how plays are done from, say, a lighting and sound control booth, watching actors work. Now you're on stage being an actor. What's the difference?
Really, a lot of the difference is working behind the scenes. You can come in whenever you want and work on what you need to get done, and you have a set time limit of when what you need to finish needs to be finished. And as an actor, you have so much liberty because you can go home and spend 5 hours running lines and trying to develop your character. But it's a lot more complicated being an actor because you have to find that part of yourself that is part of the character.
And, you know, Krista, you can chime in on this. When you're a technician, you have to work with the crew, a stage manager and other crew members. But as an actor, you have to work with other actors. Describe perhaps how you've worked with Hannah to translate her experience as a technician to her experience as an actor.
Well, I think one of the most interesting things from the directorial standpoint is why you cast a specific actor in a part. And I can tell you in Hannah's case, and I don't actually think I've ever told her this, so this is news to her sitting here, is Hannah got cast as Jane because she was incredibly natural on stage. She didn't have a lot of artifice. And because she came in and brought her own personality and her own spirit to the part, that's why she got cast. There was no sense of, I'm going to come on and I'm going to be very actory. She just came on, and there was this generosity of spirit that I think really embodies Jane.
Well, now you've blown it. She'll always be self-conscious.
I know. I shouldn't have said it.
Well, Hannah, how do you take that? Do you feel that you are just coming on stage and being yourself? Of course, we talked about how different Jane Eyre is from you, but talk about that.
Well, when I first started acting, I always kind of felt natural on stage. It was just a comfortable place to be for me, but I've always had tiny roles, tiny chorus, background, no one really notices I'm there kind of roles. And once I started to become Jane Eyre, I got into my head a little bit, and so it was harder for me to be on stage. But in the past week or so, I've started asking a lot of different people that I've worked with throughout the theater community, like, how to relax when you're in such a stressful position. And one day it just kind of came together.
I guess that's why you have rehearsal.
Yeah. And I will say that we had our preview earlier this week, and once Hannah got in front of that audience, it was like, oh, there she is. There she is.
I was going to ask about that, because ACT is doing their previews on Wednesday nights. Gives you a chance to have an audience come in and get some feedback from the audience. And so that's the third element that we don't often miss. We have the actors, the space, and we need the audience. Hannah, how did that audience affect you?
It was incredible. Their energy on stage, like, you can feel them wanting you to do your best, and it really pushes you to be the best actor you can be, and it's really inspiring.
For those just tuning in, we're talking about Anchorage Community Theater's production of Young Jane Eyre, written by Marisha Chamberlain, opening tonight and running through February the 11th. My guests are Krista Schwarting, the director, and Hannah Hickenlooper, who is playing the part of Jane Eyre. Hannah, I want to get back to one more thing about, I don't want to just keep harping about the technician part of your life, but on stage now, are you aware of, as an actor, things that a technician is more aware of, say, where the lighting is, where, you know, not to bump in the furniture, as they always say. Are these things more acutely aware to you, having been a technician?
Absolutely. There are a lot of times when you're on stage and you get into your own head and you don't really notice your surroundings. And one of the biggest parts of what I've been doing as a tech is lighting and sound. And so I'm very aware of where the lights are, how far across the stage I can move without leaving the light, and working around the sound, because they're waiting for you to give them your cue, and then they give you your cue. And it's really a balance between figuring out where your place is and all of it.
Krista, this must be a pure pleasure for a director to have an actor who knows what's going on with technicians.
Who can find their light.
Who can find their light. That's an old joke about an actor can't find their light.
We've had very few problems with that.
Well, let's get back to the story itself, Jane Eyre. You said you're familiar with the story, and Hannah's read the book several times. What is it about this part of her life that's really exciting, other than the fact that it's just the beginning of her story? Is there anything about her at this point in her life which really makes us excited to see her?
Absolutely. And one of the things that's so exciting about Jane, so I read Jane Eyre for the first time when I was 15, and I actually found my old dog-eared, battered copy of it that has moved, I don't know how many states I've lived in with this book, and how much I loved it. And what I really loved about her was this passion and this zeal for social justice, which is so modern and so contemporary, but it's Victorian England. So Jane defends people who are not willing to defend themselves. She stands up to bullies. So again, it feels incredibly contemporary, but she's a product of her time.
That sounds very contemporary, and it's oftentimes we go back to the time period to get a novel reflection upon what's going on today. And you mentioned earlier that you want to encourage the audience to maybe go back to read as well, right?
Absolutely. We're fortunate to be partnering with the library on this show. And the library is actually going to show the film Jane Eyre. I think it's on January 26th. But if you go to the ACT website or the library's website, it'll give you all the details. So yes, absolutely. The book is still fresh and wonderful. And, you know, it's Charlotte Bronte's masterpiece. So yes, please read. I always will encourage people to go read.
Of course. And you mentioned this play takes place in Victorian times. Hannah, how have the costumes been? Have they been fun to wear?
Well, they're definitely something to wear. It's very loose, non-form-fitting, very different from what we have in modern times. And it's very freeing because you're not thinking about what you look like. You're wearing, in the case of Lowood School, we're all wearing the same potato sacks. So there's no comparison between each other, and there's no competition other than our intellectual knowledge.
I want to mention that we have 21 people in this cast. We tie as the largest cast that has been performing in the ACT studio space since ACT primarily started performing there, which was, I think, back in 2003. And 12 people in the cast are 17 or under. So we actually have this amazing ensemble of Lowood scholars, some of whom have never acted before, who would go to all different schools. And you know, Hannah was talking earlier about, you know, playing bit parts and kind of melting into the background. One of the things we've really been working on, we've spent a lot of time on those scholars in the school scenes because I want everyone to have a character. Who are you? What kind of person are you? How do you fit into this society? And watching those scenes is just such a pleasure. And this sense of ensemble that we've really grown among such a large cast is just amazing.
Well, Hannah kind of mentioned that when she said there was, you're freed up by the costumes being the same thing, that you were engaged in intellectual activity. Sounds like all the members of your company are engaged in the whole play. Is that how you feel, Hannah?
Definitely. It's this ensemble that we've been able to work with. It's incredible because usually when you get a bunch of teenage girls together, it can get catty. And I haven't experienced any of that in this cast.
You know, actors often say that they can come into a theater as themselves, and once they put on that costume, especially if it's a different costume, that helps them become someone else. You mentioned teenage girls today being one way, but they're different when they put that costume on. Do you see like a physical transformation with your whole company when they put their costumes on?
A little. I think it brings out more of their comfort in themselves. And it's really great to see a bunch of teenage girls be able to be that comfortable with themselves. And it's just beautiful to watch.
Krista, you mentioned earlier that ACT is trying to bring more plays with strong female roles in this. Sounds like this play does that.
It absolutely does this. We have 3 men in our cast of 21, and we love them, and we could not do without them in any sense. But those other 18 actors are women. And again, even the ones who may not have quite as many lines are playing incredibly full, rich characters.
Well, it sounds like an exciting new interpretation, if I can say that, of the classic Jane Eyre story by Charlotte Bronte. Anchorage Community Theater is presenting this play, opening tonight, as I mentioned, and running through February the 11th, Young Jane Eyre. I want to take this opportunity to thank my guests, Krista Schwerting as the director, always doing a wonderful job directing these shows.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
And also Hannah Hickenlooper, break a leg on this first starring role you have.
Thank you.
I'm sure you'll be back for many, many more. In fact, I think I heard someone say that you want to make a career in theater.
I really do.
Well, congratulations. Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.